Shalom Aleichem. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. We are recording from our almost soundproof studio in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Nazir Chaf Aleph, Nazir 21a, pagination is 41. We'll start on the facing page, though, mentioning a statement from the Mishnah, and then proceeding with the Gemara, five lines from the bottom. The Mishnah told us that if a person said Hareini Nazir and his fellow responded Va'ani and me too, and even if it got extended to another person saying Va'ani, me also, Kulam Nazirim, they will all be Nazirim, meaning you can extend by affirmation the words of the person who made the full articulated vow. So the Gemara says, Yosef Reish Lakish kamed Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. Reish Lakish was sitting in front of Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. For Yosef Ka'amar, and he said as follows, V'hu she'tfisu kulam betoch kedei dibur. It needs to be done within the time frame of a statement. V'kama toch kedei dibur. And how much is the amount of time of a statement? Shalom, the amount of time that it takes to greet a person. Shalom, and how long is that amount that it takes to greet a person? Shalom Talmud Lorav, the amount of time that it takes a student to greet the Rebbe. And Rashi says, Shalosh Tevos. It's talking about three words, Shalom Alecha Rebbe. That amount of time is considered still connected to the previous statement. You're within Shalom Alecha Rebbe, which is a brief statement, and it's going to be connected to the previous statement that was made. That is the statement that clarifies the Mishnah. How long do you have to say Va'ani? Toch kidei dibur. Omale, and he responded, Tuv lo shafkes rav chol talmido. You really didn't give enough generosity of time to the person who's responding. You have to give more time to the student who's responding. And the question is, what is this last line of the Amud coming to add? So Taisvis tells us that what was being objected to over here is that we have multiple people saying Va'ani. And by the time you get to the fourth person saying Va'ani, so you've already had the second person say Va'ani, the third person say Va'ani, and now the fourth person is saying Va'ani, and there's not going to be enough time for him to indeed recite that response, Toch Kidei Dibur, literally within the time frame. And therefore, the objection is, since lo shah klal la'acha kedei dibur, even if he's a moment after kedei dibur, but he didn't wait after kedei dibur, but he's immediately after kedei dibur, that should also be sufficient. Aval hachamishi vada eino nitvas, but Tosfos says, the fifth person certainly will not be able to say va'ani and link in. The Rosh, however, says that even over here, the objection right now is already to introduce a new concept in Toch Kedei Dibur, that you're not Toch Kedei Dibur of the original statement, you're Toch Kedei Dibur of the addendum statements. So that the first person made a vow of Nazirus, the next person said Va'ani, and then it went on and on and on, and as long as you're Toch Kedei Dibur, even if you're the 67th person, There's no way you're Toch Kedei Dibur of the original statement, but you're Toch Kedei Dibur of the Va'ani of the previous person. That's going to be sufficient, as the Rosh says, HaMechuber L'Toch Kedei Dibur K'Toch Kedei Dibur Domi. If a person is attached to a Toch Kedei Dibur, it's as if he too is Toch Kedei Dibur. Let's take a look at the Gemara on the top of today's daf. Tanya Nami Hachi, we learned, Misha Amar Areni Nazir V'Shama Chaveiro, a person who says, I am a Nazir, and his friend heard, V'Sha Kedei Dibur, and he waited the amount of time of Toch Kedei Dibur, V'Amar Va'ani, and now he's saying Va'ani, Hu Asa V'Chaveiro Muta, the person who made the original statement is indeed Asa with a binding vow of Nazirus, and his fellow is mutter because he wasn't connected sufficiently because he waited Kedei Dibur. V'tama Kedei Dibur, how long is that? Kedei She'ila Shalom Talmud L'Rav. The amount that it takes a student to greet his Rebbe. You'll drop down to four lines from the bottom and you'll see Shema Minah. Chad b'chavrei mitvis shema mino. A person can attach himself to the previous attachment, who's attached to the previous attachment, and that all is considered Toch Kedei Dibur and will create a binding neder. This is how the Rambam paskins Nazirus Beis Dalid, where the Rambam writes, V'shama shlishi b'soch kedei dibur shalsheni, the third person hears within Toch Kedei Dibur of the second one, V'omar va'ani, and he says va'ani, he's not Toch Kedei Dibur of the first person necessarily, but he's Toch Kedei Dibur of the person who preceded him, afilu hein meya, even up to 100 people, so to speak. It's ongoing, kulan nezirin, they're all going to be nezirin. Now, this concept of Toch Kedei Dibur, Kedibur Dami, applies in many areas, including a very mainstream application, which is davening. If you have during Aseres Yemei Tshuva, for example, that a person said, HaMelech, is supposed to say HaMelech HaKadosh, and he accidentally said HaKel HaKadosh like he does all year, if he catches the mistake, Toch Kedei Dibur, and corrects it, so he says, HaKel HaKadosh, HaMelech HaKadosh. So then that's Toch Kedei Dibur, and it's considered a correction. If he waited and contemplated and thought about it, and then did the correction, he would be too late, and he lost the opportunity to do the correction. And the halacha is, if you said it wrong, you have to go back to the beginning of Shmona Esrei. Now, on a certain level, Toch Kedei Dibur is hard to gauge for many of us, but it seems that in halacha it was extremely, extremely meticulous to the point that there's actually a machlokas in the poskim whether it's three words, Shalom Alecha Rebbe, or Shalom Alecha Rebbe Umori, four words. For the most part, we paskin that it's three words. It's the lesser amount in order to get a correct addendum or correction. But interestingly enough, and this is mentioned by the footnote in Dirsho Mishneh Berurah, Simen Tav Kuf Pei Beis, footnote 8, that there is a specific case where the Mishneh Berurah writes that four words length should be relied on. And he says that's the case where really you were saying something that's acceptable b'diyeved, but it wasn't l'chatchila. He gives an example that a person on Friday night said Shomer Amo Yisrael Lo'ad, but he was supposed to say HaPore Sukkah Shalom Aleinu V'al Kol Amo Yisrael V'al Yerushalayim, the bracha that's meant for Friday night. So the Mishneh Berurah there says that you're entitled, so to speak, that at four words you would still do the correction, And the commentary says, because really it's kosher, it's acceptable, but it would be better to correct it. And if that's all it is, better to correct it, then we would tell you to correct it, even if it's up to 4 words separation. But if it is intrinsic and you need to rely on that it's a good correction, we will only rely that it's a good correction up to 3 words, Shalom Alecha Rebbe. Ramifications of this Dirsha Mishneh Berurah footnote, if I may add, is that the way we paskin, there's another place where we also adjust the text during Aseres Yemei Tshuva, and over there we recognize that it's only lechatchila and not bidiyeved. I'm referring to the bracha of Hashiva Shofteinu, where we say during the year Melech Ohev Tzedakah U'Mishpat, and during Aseres Yemei Tshuva we're supposed to say HaMelech HaMishpat. And the halacha is that if you said Melech Ohev Tzedakah Mishpat, the wrong one, during Aseres Yemei Tshuva, Toch Kedei Dibur, you would correct it and say HaMelech HaMishpat. But if you missed the correction, our minig is we let it stand. Since our text does have the word melech, meaning king, we leave it be. You said melech ohev tzedakah mishpat. The word melech was there, and we leave it be. It would seem that according to this statement in Dirsha Mishneh Berurah, since it's a case where it could stand, but it would be better to correct it, so perhaps we can allow you the more lenient opinion of Toch Kedei Dibur and tell you to correct it even up to 4 words separation, because really it's kosher. It's just that maybe it's better to correct it. So on the maybe that it's better to correct it, we can give you up to 4 words to correct it. Perhaps one would argue that it's different. Shomer Amo Yisrael Lo'ad, mistake was not in middle of a Shmoneh Esrei. Over here, this is in middle of a Shmoneh Esrei. How far can you go to rely on a 4-word Toch Kedei Dibur? But at least in logic, it would seem to be a similar application. Again, I don't know how proficient we are to know the difference between a 3-word separation and a 4-word separation. But at least logically, there is a difference, there is a machlokas here, and we're being told that in general, we have to constrain ourselves to a 3-word separation if we want to use a reliable correction. Shalom Alecha Rebbe is as far as the correction can be taken and still be reliable. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.